Good afternoon. I'm Brad House. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio on Monday, March 23rd, 2009, 12 noon. Bike Sport Radio features the sport of competitive cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Today's show, we've got results from the last 2 weeks in Southern California local amateur bike racing. And coming up events next week, we'll also do a special feature on the local L.A. Circuit Race coming up on March 29th. We'll go over some of the history of the L.A. Circuit Race shortly. And we were hoping to have Johnny Rondash in the studios today. Unfortunately, he was the victim of a bike crash in a race. He's waiting to get results from x-rays. He's okay, and we'll hope to feature him in the future.
All right, we're here at the San Dimas Stage Race. Who's this off the front?
Turning himself inside out here for the early going. One lap in, five to go, and that is going to be...
It was SC Velo off the front, going for the hot sprints.
SC Velo out of Bowman. The chase started to the early ones right behind him here.
What you're hearing right now is live sounds from the San Dimas Stage Race, which just happened this weekend. We'll have complete results shortly.
The San Dimas Stage Race. There is Thurla Rogers, of course, off the front in the Masters 35s.
Thurla Rogers picking up one of the hot sprints out there. Overall results for the San Dimas Stage Race in GC, that's general classification. Ben Day picking up third place, riding for Team Fly V Australia, presented by Successful Living. In second place, Rock Racing's Chris Baldwin. And your winner from Team Type 1, Sean Milne in the Pro Men. For the women, third place going to Kath Cheatley, riding for Colavita Sutter Home. Second place, Team Columbia High Road's Mara Abbott. And your winner also from Team Columbia High Road, Ina Yoko Tutenberg. That was the San Dimas Stage Race last weekend. Lavra Winter Series. This is track racing. Really fast and exciting track racing for spectators on Saturday, March 14th. We had some time trials out there, and these are timed events, very short events, 200 meters, the flying 200 meter. In fourth place, with a time of 12.44 seconds, Team Velocity's Tara Whitten. In third place, with also a time of 12.44, Kurt Sato, riding for South Bay Wheelman. Second place, going to Adobo Velo's Arden Aradang, with a time of 12.3 and an unbelievable world-class time, winning time of 10.82 from Momentum, presented by Hawk Relay, Jimmy Watkins. That was the flying 200 meters at the Lavra. That's the LA Velodrome Racing Association in Los Angeles. The flying 500 meter time trial. In third place, Jay Wolkoff with a time of 37.1, riding for Synergy Cycles. Second place, South Bay Wheelman's Kurt Sato with a time of 37.02. And your winner with a time of 33.47, Jimmy Watkins, also from Hawk Relay.
Kill Radio.
Hey, Brad, this is Matt Gunnell.
Hey, Matt, you're on the air right now. We're in the middle of the results right now. How you doing? You were going to have Quentin call in, right, also, or...
Yeah, Quentin was going to be calling in, but I'm acting as a stand-in. He's unable to make a call right now.
Okay. That's
but cool. I've got a little bit of information.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead and go to that now. We're live on the air. We've got we had the second event, right, of the High School Mountain Bike Leagues?
That's right. Second event ever. High school.
How did it go?
Secondly, it was epic. We had almost 100 racers. We were down at Warner Hot Springs Ranch in Warner Hot Springs, inland San Diego County. And all last week, while the weather was beautiful, everyone was looking at the forecast for Sunday saying, no way we're going to have a winter storm on Sunday. No way. Saturday, we were down there. We were pre-riding through this field with beautiful horses looking at us. It was breezy. It was, you know, one Jersey weather. Perfect. Sunday morning, we got up. It was cool. And as we were eating breakfast, it literally, you could feel the temperature dropping.
Yeah, yeah. We were at San Dimas Stage Race the same weekend, too. Great day Friday, great day Saturday. And then Sunday, boom, kaboom. I'm sitting here in the studios looking out over the snow also on, I think, Baldy I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, it's incredible. We were met, you know, the girls started first at about 10:40. All girls started together. First race, we had about six girls in all three categories, very, mm-hmm. very small fields. This race, we had about 15 or 16. So the girls' field more than doubled this week. And
wow, that's excellent.
Yeah, they stopped at 10:40 in the morning with...
Now, was it actually raining when the girls started?
Temperatures were in the 40s. The rain was coming sideways. It was going so hard. And tents were flying. It was truly, truly, truly epic conditions. I mean, you could not have asked for harsher conditions to send these little girls out in. And
right.
I tell you what, they kicked rear end. It was incredible watching
right.
them come around.
And this is bike racing. We race rain or shine. This isn't like baseball where it's like, oh, it looks like rain, so we're going to call the game. Uh-uh, no, you go rain or shine, huh?
Absolutely. I like to tell the kids if they want an easy sport, they should go play baseball. Maybe even football, you know?
Yeah, we hope we don't have any baseball listeners out there. So.
Oh, it's all good.
It's all good. Okay, so how'd that go then? The girls, how long was the race, and when did they finish, you said?
The girls' race, it was about a 4.5-mile circuit, almost all single track. Some technical rocky sections. Nothing was very flat. As one girl on my team commented, we had to pedal downhill because the wind was so hard.
So it was
definitely an aerobic race. The Froshsoft girls were scheduled to do three laps. They ended up doing two because they cut it short simply because of the conditions.
Okay, well that's a little reasonable, I guess.
Yeah, baby girls and varsity girls did three laps.
Right.
Wet
rocks.
Yeah, wet rocks.
Yeah.
There was
describe what a wet rock does to our listeners here. This is radio, so you kind of get a graphic description
of
what happens.
You know, if you're mountain biking and you hit a wet rock when you're on a narrow single track trail, your wheel tends to slide off that rock.
Mm-hmm.
It might not only bounce, but it might slide when it comes down you know, then you try to put your foot down, and of course your foot slides too. So, as a couple of our racers figured out, cactuses have very sharp spines.
Oh, there's cactus out there.
This is Warner Hot Springs is actually high desert, so it was quite an interesting mix of beautiful pasture, rocks, beautiful vistas, some wild horses running through the field, which is very interesting. And some cactuses and some sharp rocks through the cactuses. So it was a little bit of everything.
Nice.
It was a great race.
Nice. Okay, and then the boys, how long was their race? And they started after the girls. Was the rain still going sideways? Or?
The girls got the harsher conditions.
Okay.
The boys didn't get quite as much rain, but they certainly got just as much wind. The boys. Froshoff boys did two. Again, that was cut down from three. JV boys did three. That was cut down from four. And varsity boys did four laps, which was cut down from five. But again, brutal conditions. The kids, you know, one of our coaches is a mid-50s mountain biker who's been riding for years, and he pretty much said, you might race your whole career and never race in anything that's as brutal as this. So... It was definitely one that the kids will remember, but it it was incredible because every time the kids came around through start finish, all the parents were lined up at the course tape, banging cowbells, ringing, cheering,
umbrellas. Well, I guess their umbrellas blew away, huh?
Umbrellas, you know, turning inside out.
Right.
It was just a great scene, just a really great scene, and just amazing that this is happening so fast. You know, again, this is only the second race, a brand new league. It's not affiliated with USA Cycling. There's a lot of people who are USA Cycling racers who are racing in the league, but the bulk of this league is kids who are brand new to cycling. Kids who, you know, maybe they rode their mountain bike around the neighborhood, but really have no idea what racing is about.
Well, and they sure got their fill. This is an extreme challenge, it would be considered, and it's amazing what the human body can actually go through, especially when you're young at this age. And this lesson in perseverance is probably a wonderful lifetime lesson they'll learn. And you know, it's that all your life you have challenges, and of the physical challenges, there are some there that you can beat in spite of, you know, Mother Nature.
And you know, as you and I both know, having raced, you know, when you're doing a multiple lap race like this, every time you come through that start finish and you go by those warm tents and cars, and you have to go back out knowing that you've got to go around again, that's a big mental thing. You know,
right.
If you're on one big loop,
you want to stop.
Yeah, if you're on one big loop, you just know you've
right. got
to get to the finish.
Right.
But when you come through start finish and you know what, it's freezing, it's windy, that's a real warm car over there, and I've got to go do two more laps in this, you know, it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude for, you know, some of these little kids on not the best bikes and not the best equipment, and some of them wearing flat pedals and tennis shoes, head out into that driving rain, into the headwind, and go do it again. So yeah, it's very impressive. Just a real memorable weekend.
Right. Wow. That's excellent. That is just fantastic to see the perseverance going on in that kind of weather, like you said. So
a little side note, a name that might be a little bit familiar, Peter Morris.
Yes.
Who is a veteran at 10th grade age cyclocross racer. He took second place in the first race at Vail Lake, and he won this race in the Frostoff Boys division. And I talked to him real briefly afterward, and he was laughing. He was like, this was like a cyclocross race. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, the weather conditions were epic, and he certainly, having done all that cyclocross for all those years, he's kind of learned to thrive in those conditions, so he ended up winning the race and taking over the leader's jersey. So it was a nice day for Mr. Morris there.
Well, that says a lot for cyclocross. Those of you who may not know about cyclocross is a wintertime sport run off-road with sometimes a little pavement mixed in, and bikes are used that are looking like road bikes with little knobby tires, and it's always done in extreme weather, and cyclocross is an off-season sport that Peter Morris, as well as his dad, Chuck Morris, have competed in for years and years and years. And I tell you, when I see Peter out there at the Urban Cyclocross, he's always running around looking for stuff to do and eating the food and drinking the drinks and riding his bike even before, during, after his race. He's full of energy.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. It put them in good stead. And, you know, all those years of racing, you know, really put them in good stead. And even though it's this league is focused on mountain biking, I would have to say that you know, the kids can certainly take their, especially hardtail mountain bikes, and you know, take advantage of the full range of cyclocross racing that we have in the off season here in Southern California to kind of broaden their talents and you know, get better for the next season.
That's right. We offer free race entries also in Southern California for juniors ages 18 and under in all cyclocross
mm-hmm.
races. So,
yep.
What do you think of the course, Matt, on the high school mountain bike courses? Are they tame enough that perhaps some of the juniors who own cyclocross bikes may want to try using their cyclocross bikes, or are they only required to use mountain bikes?
It's pretty much mountain bike.
Okay.
You know, some highly technically skilled riders might be able to get around. I'm pretty sure that mountain bikes are required, though. And this last course, you might have been able to get around it on a cross bike except for a few sections. The first course, probably not at Vail Lake, and the next course is an Arrowhead, and I'm pretty sure that that one, definitely mountain bike. I understand that's going to be a bit of a challenge for these kids, so we're looking forward to that. That's in 2 weeks, April 5th, up in Arrowhead on a brand new course on Forest Service land. The Forest Service isn't always receptive to biking, but when they heard that this was a nonprofit group getting, you know, new kids on bikes, very well organized, very safe, a lot of EMT trained supporters, you know, just very, very. The idea with the high school league is to make the sport enticing and to make it challenging, but to make it as safe as possible and as fun as possible for new riders so that they want to come back. So that it's challenging, they feel like they've done something, but so they want to come back. And that's, it's a really, really great philosophy for growing the sport and making it sustainable over a long period of time.
Right, and that's done, I understand, by setting up courses that aren't really terribly extreme, like the Norba or the adult courses the adult riders would race on. They're courses that are set up from the ground up for the junior-level competitor, like you said. And it's a great thing you guys are doing, and kudos to you and Quentin Easton also for founding the SoCalDirt.org is where you check out all information. Anything else you want to add, Matt?
You know, when you check it out, if you want to be inspired, if you want to come and volunteer at a race, you know, Lake Arrowhead is coming up, and then we have one more race in Los Olivos on May 3rd outside of Santa Barbara. If you want to be inspired, come work at a high school kids race and see these, you know, these new racers really overcoming obstacles and getting really excited about cycling. You know, we're definitely building people who are going to be lifelong cyclists, not burn out and not be intimidated away from the sport. So that's it. It's a fantastic league, and we welcome anybody who wants to come out, support it, work, watch, ring cowbells, and just enjoy watching kids racing bikes.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt. Coming up April 5th, that's Arrowhead, the next SoCal High School Mountain Bike League, SoCalDirt.org. Thanks a lot for calling, Matt.
Take care.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, the SoCal High School Mountain Bike Leagues continued with unbelievable conditions. Check out SoCalDirt.org. Might be some nice photos up there of the sideways blowing wind and rain. Continuing on with the Lavra race series, the 3,000 meter pursuits in third place with a time of 3:58, Bike Religion's Colt Peterson. Picking up second place with a time of 3:46, Amgen Giant Masters' John Walsh. And your winner from Velocity, Tara Whitten. In the Kilo, that's a 1,000-meter timed event with a time of 1:16, third place, Synergy Cycles' Jay Wolkoff. Second place with a time of 1:14, Bike Religion's Colt Peterson. And your winner with a time of 1:05, Momentum, presented by Hawk Relay, Jimmy Watkins. The 2,000-meter pursuit, third place with a time of 2:44, Momentum, presented by Hawk Relay's Andrew Mirzoff. Second place with a time of 2:43, South Bay Wheelman's Michael McHugh. And your winner with a time of 2:37, Bike Religion's Thomas Peterson. The 4,000-meter pursuits in third place with 5:50, PAA's Alfred Nash. Second place with a time of 5:16, Rio Strada Racing's Brian Larson. And your winner with a time of 5:15, Kahala Lagrange, Spencer Cannon. Now, the Lavra time trials were held earlier, and then later we had a Omnium competition at the LA Velodrome. Category Pro Men's 1-2s, Omnium overall results in third place, Ian Burnett. And picking up second place from Team Velocity, Mike McMahon. And your winner from South Bay Wheelman, Danny Healy. We also have results in the beginner and intermediate category 4 and 5. In third place, Allegiant Airlines, Charles Lube. In second place, PAA's Scott Lelior. And your winner from Rio Strada Racing, Brian Larson. The Masters Lavra Omnium overall in third place, Team Velocity's Mike McMahon. Second place, South Bay Wheelman's Kurt Sato. And your winner from Amgen Giant Masters, John Walsh. In the Women's Omnium, picking up fourth place from South Bay Wheelman, Tara Unverzagt. Picking up third place, Tara McCormick, riding for Momentum, presented by Hawk Relay. Second place, Dina Eaton, also Momentum. And your winner, Christine Barron, also from Momentum, presented by Hawk Relay Racing. So Hawk Relay women were out in numbers at the Lavra Velodrome. This velodrome is located in Carson on the campus of Cal State Dominguez Hills. And you can find complete results for the Lavra Winter Series and Omnium at www.lavelodrome.org. Dirt Racers, the 15th annual Shimano Winter Series continued on March 8th. Southridge USA's series in the Pro Men's Downhill, picking up third place with a time of 2:14.7. Waylon Smith picking up second place in the Pro Men's Downhill, Jason McMilliar. And your winner, pro racer with a time of 2:09, Eric Carter, Men's Pro Downhill. The Pro Men 4 Cross picking up third place, Blake Carney. Second place, David Langford. And your winner, Eric Carter. The Super D men's third place, David Santos. Second place, John Buckle. And your winner, Eric Bierman. In the cross country, in third place, David Santos with a time of 14:59. Second place going to Trevor Downing. And your winner, Sean Donovan. The 15th annual Shimano Winter Series also had women's pro downhillers. Third place, Laura Noonan. In second place, Abby Hipley. And your winner, Melissa Buell. Women's 4 Cross in third place, Megan Snow. In second place, Robin Vold. And your winner, Brittany Bardars Jackson. In the cross country women's, second place going to Krista Park in the pro women. And your winner, Paul Sawicki, cross country women's winner. All right, March 14th, 15th, Tour of Murrieta Stage Race went on down in Murrieta Hot Springs near San Diego. The women's overall GC, third place going to Kendall Ryan, riding for Now MS Society. Second place, Leader by Canaries, Catherine Fiedler Cook. And your winner from Hawk Relay, Sarah Hammer. For the Pro Men, the Tour of Murrieta, third place overall GC Rock Racing's Rasan Bahati. Second place, Fly V Australia, presented by Successful Living Jonathan Cantwell. And your winner from BMC Racing, Chad Beyer. For full races on the for full results on the Tour of Murrieta, check out scnca.org. All right, and last weekend we had the San Dimas Stage Race. Sean Milne, Chris Baldwin, and Ben Day, your top three riders overall in the Pro Men's category. Upcoming events, the Lavra Friday Night Races continue. March 27th is our next Lavra Friday Night Races. And again, this is at the ADT Center in Carson on the campus of Cal State Dominguez Hills. The Friday Night Training Races are category A, B, and C levels. These are training races where you maybe be just getting into racing. You want to try your hand out at it. There's various levels that are combined based on your ability. Category C would be riders who are a little bit slower and or less experienced, as well as beginning track racers. And that field is limited to a size of 15. And then they have Category B, strong riders with some racing experience but not competitive with the local racers. And these are riders who may be strong but have some limited track racing experience and would be more comfortable than the A field. And that's limited to Categories B. That's a field size of 20. And then if you're really, really experienced competitive racer, go ahead and enter the Category A. Registration's located at the infield at 6:30 p.m. opens up. Again, that's coming up March 27th, Friday night, at the ADT Velodrome, the Lavra Friday Night Training Series. Coming up on March 29th in Westchester, the LA Circuit Race and Masters Cycle League Round 2, brought to you by Back on Track Productions and Synergy Cycles. We'll go over a lot of details on the LA Circuit Race in a moment here. Also on March 28th and 29th, the U.S. Cup, Kenda Cup, continues. The Kenda Cup West, presented by Specialized. March 28th and 29th, events will be held at Fontana, California. That's in Fontana. Again, the Kenda Cup, brought to you by Kenda and presented by Specialized. April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the San Diego Cyclovets Omnium will be held in San Diego and East San Diego County. The Omnium is a three-day event. San Diego Cyclovets Omnium features on Friday, April 3rd, the Margaret Nolan Time Trial. This is a flat 8.2-mile course on Fiesta Island in San Diego. That's down near SeaWorld, starting at 6 a.m. The first rider goes off. On Saturday, event number two in the Cyclovets Omnium, the Golden Acorn Road Race. This road race is held out in the East San Diego area near Boulevard on the Boulevard Road Race course. And those distances range from 22 miles all the way up to nearly 70 miles for the men's pro and Category 1-2 event. The Cyclovets Omnium is geared towards veteran and masters racers, and there are age groups starting at age 35 and ranging all the way up to ages 70 and over. So if you are a masters racer all the way up to 70 and over, be sure and check out the San Diego Cyclovets Omnium, a three-day event, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. April 5th will be the third event in the Omnium. That's the Hunnikins Criterium. The Criterium is on Hunnikins Street. It's a 7/10 mile course starting at 7 a.m., Again, that's the San Diego Cyclovets Omnium. Be sure and visit cyclo-vets.org/omnium.htm for full details on the San Diego Cyclovets Omnium coming up April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All right, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, and we're here at the Kill Studios, overlooking Koreatown, 213-252-0998. That's our studio number. Today's feature, once again, is going to cover the history of the L.A. Circuit Race, the Los Angeles Circuit Race. Now, the L.A. Circuit Race has drawn over 800 riders in the past to a one-day amateur-type event. Great course, just north of LAX Airport on Westchester Parkway. And it's supported by numerous local clubs, including Synergy Cycles, Eighth Wonder Cycling, Peninsula Cycle Club, as well as supported by the local council district of Bill Rosendahl in the city of L.A. So back in 1994 was when the first L.A. Circuit Race was conceived on this great six-lane highway out there in Westchester and Parkway. It's very little used out there. And in 1994, the race was created and managed by Back on Track Productions and still owned by Back on Track Productions to this day. It's the 16th annual Los Angeles Circuit Race. The LA Circuit Race this year begins at 7 a.m. with a 20-mile Masters 55 and Masters 60-plus category. They'll be racing for a $200 cash prize purse for each age group, going down to six places deep. The LA Circuit Race also has traditionally hosted every year since its inception a junior Lance Armstrong Road Series, and this is part of the USA Cycling support of junior racing. Juniors that place well in this race will qualify for national training camps to move on to develop their skills. And junior categories are hosted every year at the LA Circuit Race since its inception in 1994, starting with ages 10. The junior categories are junior men and women ages 10 to 12, junior men and women ages 13, 14, junior men and women ages 15, 16, and also junior men ages 7 and women ages 17 to 18. Those races start at 7:50 and 8:40 a.m. respectively. Medals going to top three places in all of those categories. So the Lance Armstrong Junior Road Series, part of the LA Circuit Race since its inception in 1994. The race has grown over the years to include inline skating, tandem races, you name it. We've had it out there. We had one year where we had an inline skate race. The inline skaters came out in droves, and that was an awesome day. We had cycling in the morning, then we had skating at noon, and then we had more cycling in the afternoon. The skaters love that course. It's a gradual rolling course with excellent pavement, and the inline roller skaters were so pleased with it, they brought their fastest skater up and said, hey, we're going to challenge you guys to a skater versus cyclist race. And we thought about that and said, well, you guys got little wheels, we got big wheels. How are you going to keep up with us? And they said, oh, that's easy. We're going to start the race down there, 150 meters away, and we're going to finish it right here. So we had some discussion about that among the cyclists. Says, wait a minute, 150-meter long race, that's it? And we had a cyclist step up who said, you know what, I can start from a standstill and beat any skater they've got in 150 meters. So the talk continued. And sure enough, within 40 minutes or so, we had a skater versus cyclist race. I don't remember what year that was, but it was at least 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. His name was Chris Evertson. And the skater's name was also Chris, so we had Chris versus Chris. Unbelievable challenge. Wish we had gotten it on video. But what happened was we lined up the skater and the cyclist, and the skater, he's already clipped into his shoes, so to speak. He's got both shoes on, snapped in. He's ready to go, and he can run just like a sprinter. The cyclist now, you know, cyclists have clip-in pedals. We got to have one foot on the ground while we're starting. So here's Chris with one foot on the ground on his bike trying to figure out what gear he should start in. And here's the skater standing right next to him, kind of skating around in circles there, jumping up and down on his legs with these monster quads and thighs, thinking, I'm ready to go. So after a little bit of sweating by both and looking at it and everything, looking at the finish line up the road 150 meters, there went the gun, and off went the skater. The skater just took off. It was unbelievable. The skater was gone. He was literally like 10 bike lengths ahead within a second or two. Chris is clipping into his bike and shifting gears and getting up to speed. And I tell you, they came down to the finish line neck and neck. It was a photo finish. It was unbelievable. If Chris hadn't had a bicycle under him to throw at the line, so to speak, and get that front wheel over the line, I think both bodies cross the line at the same time. But the win is taken by whatever forward object finishes first. And it was a front wheel length, barely. The cyclist won, yeah, and Chris said to Chris, I'll get you next time. And that was the skater versus cycling challenge. Unbelievable. So that was fun. The LA Circuit Race continues year after year. And last year, we had the joy of being graced with the presence of Tyler Hamilton and the entire Rock Racing team out there supporting Tyler Hamilton. There's photos at backontrackproductions.com. If you want to see pictures of that field from last year, an unbelievably talented field of over 125 pro men out there at the Los Angeles Circuit Race. So needless to say, the LA Circuit Race, it's a great course. It's a four-mile loop, a gradually rolling loop. There's no major steep climbs, so we've got two beginner categories, A and B. They're, unfortunately, they're all full already, as they do each year. These races fill to capacity. Our intermediate-level Category 4s has a few spaces left for about 15 more riders. If you haven't signed up for that and you're at that level, be sure and sign up as soon as possible. That race is coming up next Sunday, March 29th, the LA Circuit Race. Visit backontrackproductions.com for all the details on the LA Circuit Race. The LA Circuit Race also hosts round two of the Masters Cycle League, and that's for Masters ages 35 and over. The Masters Cycle League is exciting team competition focusing on the team spirit, where all prizes are given out to teams only. There are no individual prizes in MCL events. The first MCL event was hosted in February at the Brea Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium, and they had a fantastic turnout of Masters teams. We have over 11 teams signed up now for Masters Cycle League. Visit masterscycleleague.com for details on the Masters Cycle League and how that works. The Masters Cycle League is supported by Dumont Tech Bicycle Chain Lube, Cool and Fit Sport Fluid Energy and Muscle Recovery Drink. Fluid's been a fantastic supporter of the Masters Cycle League, so be sure and visit Masters Cycle League once again for all details on that. The Masters Cycle League race starts at 1:45. Don't miss the Pro Men's event, feature event. That starts at 11:25, 60 miles long. They'll be competing for $1,500 in cash in their prize purse, up to 15 places deep. Again, that's the LA Circuit Race coming up Sunday, March 29th, brought to you by Back on Track Productions. All right, we also feature real racers out in the field, and we've got some audio from some real racers on a recent time trial event, a hill climb time trial, and this was a couple of weeks ago. Real racers.
All right, we're here at the Radar Domes Hill Climb with Real Racers, and we just finished up the time trial. Some of us did. Smoking Fast Time by Quan Liu and Rick Riddell. And who else is here? We're waiting for Bob Spalding turning a good time.
And there's a section there that's, it's 9.5% for probably like 8 miles.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Where is this?
At Mount Ventoux.
Oh, you rode that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And you're in the trees at that point. You don't see the you know, barren top like you see in all the footage.
Above the tree line where nothing will grow.
Yeah, but you don't see it forever. And you think, when am I going to be out in the open where I can see what's happening? Oh, it hurt.
Wow. We're here at the Radar Dome.
And there's a section there that's...
All right, we've also got some audio from a local training criterium. This is a Tuesday night pickup ride type event, 6 p.m. in Torrance, Southern California, called the Tilo Street Criterium. And this is where multiple riders just show up and race like hell for an hour around a one-mile loop in an industrial park that's, for the most part, abandoned from cars. Tilo Street Tuesdays.
Okay, Tilo Street, Bobby, Bike Sport Radio. I don't know why I do this. How'd that feel?
Pretty good. Not as tiring as I thought it'd be.
Is that right? I thought it was screaming fast, but then again, I'm an old man. You're just a young guy, so good job with the sprint. We almost caught those brake guys, huh?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I saw Andrew King coming back. We almost caught them at the line, so we're here with Real Racers at Tilo Street in Torrance. I'm Brad House with Bike Sport. Thanks, Bobby. Tilo Street, continuing. David Calta, what? I was going to go on your wheel there in the sprint.
You were right behind me when I pulled my foot out, right?
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, man. Yeah, I saw you go backwards there, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to get a wheel off of him, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, so I tried to jump across to, was that Wyke? Yeah. John Wyke.
I better tighten these pedals.
Yeah, that was fun. Real Racers, Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, Tila, see, we're here with Michael Marks, the instigator of the friends and relatives of Tila. What'd you think of the first night?
Well, I don't know. I don't have anything to do with this, officially.
Yeah, me either. I know.
The turnout was incredible.
Yeah.
And a breakaway happened, which is very rare, and I'm disappointed about that. But we had fun.
You know, that's cool. It was Michael Houghton, I think, off the front. He's incredibly outclasses the rest of us mere mortals here. And we did actually reel in almost at the finish line there, huh?
Well, you had a nice breakaway. We had to reel you in, too.
Yeah, thanks. I was trying to bridge up to the lead guys out there off the front with this one other rider. I don't know his name, but I couldn't make it. You guys chased me down. Yeah, Bike Sport Radio. We're here with real racers at Tilo Street Tuesdays.
We get interviews with riders in the middle of their training sessions, and it's awesome out there. Unbelievable athletes, bike racing. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, and it's unbelievably competitive out there in Southern California. Studio number here is 213-252-0998. All right. So on Saturdays, we have another show called Bike Talk here at Kill Radio. Talk about bikes from bike riders, activists, bike artists, and the bike culture. That's at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. Be sure and listen to that at killradio.org. Call into the studio. And noon on alternate Mondays, we're here every other Monday at noon, Bike Sport Radio. If you like what we're doing here at Kill Radio, be sure to donate online. We need your contributions. Kill Radio is a nonprofit association, and we need your help to help pay the rent in these times of needs, to help fix our equipment and keep it running as well. Visit killradio.org. You can donate through PayPal. You can send us a check. There's a number of ways you can do this. Killradio.org. Call us right now if you want to make a pledge, however you want to do this. Go to killradio.org, PayPal, $5. If you want to just give us $5. Most people can probably spare $5. Killradio.org, we need your help. We're nonprofit. Be sure and donate to Kill Radio. All right, driver tips, one of the features we also provide at the end of our show. Each time we do Bike Sport. Is about competitive cycling and what you need to race your bikes. We'll have guests in the studio periodically coming up. If you want to be a guest, by the way, be sure and contact us. Contact us through Bike Sport at backontrackproductions.com. Visit the website there. You can get our email or phone number. Our Back on Track Productions phone number is 310-328-3823. That's a lot of threes. 310-328-3823 if you would like to be a guest on Bike Sport Radio. And we're looking for coaches, team managers, anybody from the bike industry, bike sponsors and supporters, event promoters as well. We've had event promoters in here. We featured Al Wiskovich, promoter of San Dimas Stage Race, at our last show. So give us a call if you'd like to be a guest on Bike Sport Radio at Back on Track Productions, 310-328-3823. So as we close our show at Bike Sport Radio, let's let you all know out there, all of our listeners, drivers out there, we're sharing the roads. You have a responsibility since you're in a big vehicle. You're sharing the roads to pedestrians and bicyclists, and everybody out there has a right to use these roads. It's state law now to yield to pedestrians. It always has been. And you should also yield to slower moving vehicles such as cyclists. So drivers, give us a break out there and share these roads. We love it when you do that. All right. We'll see you at our next show on Bike Sport Radio. And I'm Brad House, signing out now.